Good evening. This is Sergeant X. In most enterprises, differences of opinion are settled politely and without violence. No matter how annoyed the ordinary businessman may become with his associates, he very seldom goes looking for them with a gun. But your underworld businessman, caring not a snap for Emily Post, will often settle his arguments with a .45 automatic, as you will hear tonight in the Mystery Playhouse. Tonight, the Mystery Playhouse presents an exciting story of hot music and sudden death, as it occurred in Steve Wilson's Big Town. Steve and Lorelei return to our stage tonight in a drama set in Big Town's underworld. Like most big cities, Steve's town has its share of tawdry clip joints masquerading as nightclubs. One such dive is the Crazy Coop, operated by one Lippy Lambert. Lippy, by his own admission, blows a very mean horn. In fact, he and his trumpet are the main attraction at the Crazy Coop, which isn't hard to do if you run the joint. And running a joint like this one isn't too tough either, especially if you're a heel, which Lippy is. Well, one day, he was in his office doing whatever it is heels do when the phone rang.
Hello, Crazy Coop.
That you, Lippy?
Yeah. Let's call him. Make it snappy, will you? It's my busy night.
It's me, Tony.
Hello, Tony. Listen, Tony.
Make it good, Lippy, and quick, or this will be my busy night.
Yeah. Look, Tony,
I've been looking for the tech from that dive I set you up in. Where's the dough?
Well, I lost it, Tony.
What's that?
At the track. But I'll get it back. Just give me a week. Huh?
You stoop.
Well, give me till tomorrow.
You're all washed up as of now.
Oh, Tony, give me a break, will you? Tony. Look. Okay, Tony. That's the way you want it, too, can play that game. Hey, Madge. Madge, come here, will you?
Yes, Mr. Lambert. Want a pack of cigarettes?
Nah. That's the kind of weed you sell to the suckers. Look, put on your tray, baby. I want to talk to you.
I can't now. I got to get back to the check room and take care of the customers.
We don't have customers at that Crazy Coop, baby. Only suckers. And they can wait. Come out of my office.
Not now, Lippy.
What's the matter? You afraid little boy Blue will blow his horn and scare the Honeyland?
No, but you promised me a chance to sing when I took the hat check job.
Oh, sure, baby. That's what's cooking. So come on in my office, huh? We'll beat out the deal.
Have you told Yvonne she's through?
I'm giving her the off-key tonight.
Tell her first. And then we'll talk.
Okay. So listen, baby, will you?
Not now, Lippy. You better get ready for your blue spot fellow.
I don't have to get ready. My horn's hot for the sweet and low down, so listen a minute, will you, beautiful?
Stop it, Lippy. Yvonne's coming backstage.
So what?
Let go. I don't want any trouble with her.
Who cares?
Ha-ha! So Lippy the log makes hey-hey with a little Miss Big Town. Well, Yvonne beats the brains out for the suckers, no?
No. And don't get ideas.
I get the big idea.
So what?
So I think I slept her.
Silly. You got it out, Yvonne.
Oui. Keep away from Lippy, or I cut you out like some paper doll.
Look, lay off, Yvonne. Go get your feather and get out of here.
What's that, Lippy?
You heard me. Your wash. Come on, beat it. Madge is taking your spot for the last show.
So, this is it. The double crosses. The prochance. You, espèce salaud.
Come on, beat it, Scram. I'll send you your dough.
You push me. You dare push around Yvonne?
Hey, what's the big idea, Lippy?
Oh, play with your drum, slap. Keep out of this.
Lay off, Yvonne, or I'll beat you like a temp.
Go on, get out of here, both of you. I run this dump my way.
You are a big liar. You're just the phony front.
Yeah, and we know who's backing you up, too, you lug.
Get out of here, I'll kick you out.
All right, Lippy.
Yeah, Mozart.
Hold everything.
Keep out of this, Mozart.
Oui, Mozart. Go make up some more nice concerto for piano. Nobody ever plays but you.
Yeah, Mozart, go tank yourself up and moon for Madge Mason while the lip takes her away from you.
Lay off, Madge Mason. She's gone places we never been and nobody's busting a ladder she needs to climb out of this rum hole where we fit like corn on a cob.
Set it to music, Mozart.
Sure, Mozart, this ain't Carnegie Hall, ain't you heard?
Come on, Slap. You come with Yvonne while she gets her things out of this salve, what?
Nix, Yvonne. You get out of here. I got things to do.
And don't come crawling back, you slugs.
You know something, Lippy?
Where's Madge? That's all I want to know out of you, Mozart.
Getting ready for Yvonne's spot that you promised her in the second show, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Don't change your mind, Lip.
Look, don't give me orders, you beer hall Beethoven.
Name calling's gonna get your throat cut one of these days, Lippy.
Yeah? Just let me know when you're ready to try it.
Well, you're safe from me, Lippy. I wouldn't kill a flea.
Go on. Get out there and give me the buildup.
Okay.
Now, look. Give me the introduction, then douse the floor, Glims, and bring up the blue indigo when I come on with the hot stuff, see?
Yeah, save the air for the high notes. Go slick your top while I tell the suckers what a terrific guy you are on a horn. Hey, you. Customers ain't allowed behind the drapes.
Hello, Mozart.
Tony. Well, what's the czar of the big spots doing in this crummy dump?
Just checking up.
Oh, so Lippy's only a front, huh? The crazy coop's one of your joints. Well,
You'll keep your mouth shut about that. And about seeing me here tonight, Mozart.
Sounds like it might be worth the price, Tony.
Sure. Everything's got a price, Mozart. But don't make yours too high.
Look, there's a kid here, Madge Mason. Good looker. She can sell a song.
Oh, they are a dime a dozen.
This one ain't. Look, he's giving her the femme spot in the next show. Wait and hear her.
I ain't going to be here, and you're going to forget that I've been here.
Okay. If she opens at your classy uptown club, I'll forget.
Okay. It's a deal. But remember, nobody wedges on a deal with Tony.
Or the devil.
That's right.
So long, Tony. I gotta go out front and give Lippy Lambert the old build-up.
Yeah, and make it good, Mozart.
Okay, Tony.
Ladies and gentlemen, if any. Don't you people ever get tired of that gag? Okay, suckers, here's another laugh. The maestro of this monkey menage, the one and only Lippy Lambert, going to appear out of darkness into a blue spot provided by yours truly and amaze you with a few well-chosen notes on his golden horn of plenty of stuff.
Okay, Lippy. There's your blue spot. Go get it, you hog.
Park the body beautiful.
Oh, thank you, kind sir. Could you say the same for my mind?
Well, not while you're sitting on the desk of the managing editor.
Well, how about coming out from behind that desk and being just Steve Wilson?
Okay. What would you suggest Steve Wilson do with what is left of the night?
I'll tell you what.
Now, don't tell me you just thought of whatever it is.
Cynic.
Okay, where do you want to go?
Well, that story I did on post-war food planning made me hungry enough to eat a whole broiled lobster with gobs of shoestring potatoes
and nightmares?
Love lobster nightmares. It's like being here in the office when a nice axe murder breaks.
Okay, Crumpet, let's see if Eddie the Hacker is still on the job out front.
Hey, boss, Mr. Wilson.
Uh-oh, speak of Eddie and you hear him.
Sounds like Paul Revere. Come on in, Eddie.
Hey, boss, I'm sure glad I found you before you went.
Well, we were about to wimp. What's on your mind?
Plenty, boss. Do you remember a pal of mine named Mozart?
Mozart, the piano player, has given us a lot of hot tips on future events in the underworld?
Yeah, boss. He's the sad pan ivory tickler that drifts through the dives like cigar smoke. Well, the poor guy just won't stay put. He says he's lost his alter ego, whatever that is. But what a musician. Why, he can play Bach back. I think I mean that anyway.
Well, what about Mozart, Eddie?
Well, he is in very serious trouble, Mr.
What kind of serious trouble, Eddie?
Well, to bust it to you gradual, he has lost his job.
Well, I thought you said he was always losing his job.
Yeah, but that ain't all, Miss Kilburn. You see, a hacky pal of mine was parked outside the crazy coop where Mozart works and in which the boss, who was a crumb and also a trumpet tutor, got herself bumped off.
Murdered.
Yeah. shot right in the middle of a pink note whilst hogging a blue spot in a black townhouse.
That would be Limpy Lampert.
Yeah. You know him, boss?
I've heard he's one of the false fronts for a nightclub syndicate.
Yeah. So now Lippy's false front is stuffed with legged slugs.
And where's Mozart fit into that setup?
Well, that's the trouble. It's got Mozart behind the eight ball.
Did Mozart shoot him?
Yeah, well, Inspector Callahan, a homicide, is over there, and he says he did. And Mozart's got no more alibi than a monkey caught stealing coconuts.
Steve, I've talked to Mozart. He's the loneliest person I've ever known. I don't believe he'd ever kill anybody.
That's what I keep telling myself, boy.
I'll buy that, Eddie. Get your hat, Lorelei. Callahan may be on the wrong track. If he is, there may be a story in this that will shake the underworld of big town from the gutter to the chair.
Now, listen, Mozart, lay off that jive and answer me some questions. Ain't you got no respect for the dead?
Sure, Callahan. For the edification of your tin ear, I'm jamming the funeral march. What more could that horn tutor ask in Requiem?
Okay. For the 10th time, lay off the keys and tell me what happened here, or I'll book you for murder on what I've got.
Go ahead, Callahan. I'm all you've got, except the corpus of Lippy the Lug.
Hey, Inspector, Steve Wilson and Lorelei Kilburn of the press are out here wanting to see you.
No, I'm not surprised. Okay, let them in.
Okay, you can go in.
Hello, Callahan. I hear you have a grade A murder on your hands.
And only one suspect. Hello, Mozart. I hear you're it.
Hello, Lorelei. Steve.
Oh, Callahan, what have you got on Mozart? A confession?
No, but a nice case of circumstantial evidence.
Where are your witnesses, Callahan? Locked up at headquarters?
Well, when I got here, this joint was empty. With Mozart sitting here at the piano and playing crazy stuff.
Lippy's hottest routine, Callahan.
Lambert still sprawled in that blue spot.
Yeah. Reaching out for his golden horn.
Like he was swimming in a pool of his own blood that somebody spilled a slug from the 38.
Did you find the murder gun, Callahan?
No gun, no customers, no waiters, nobody backstage. No records or nothing in Lambert's office.
Just Mozart and the roaches, Callahan. Lots of roaches. Have you questioned them?
No, but maybe I'd get more out of the roaches. At least they don't play the piano. And you cut it out.
Okay.
What really happened here, Mozart?
Gabriel was blowing his horn and the walls came tumbling down.
You see what I mean, Steve? That's the double talk I've been getting for the last half hour.
Well, the trouble is, Callahan, you don't speak Mozart's language.
Do you?
I'd like to try.
Okay, go ahead. I got to check up on what my boys have found in Lippy's office, if anything. You better spill what you know, Mozart, or I'm going to come back and book you for the works.
Okay, Mozart. Who are you covering?
Eddie the Hacky tipped us off. You're in hot water.
Good old Eddie. Well, how's his adjectives?
He doesn't believe you killed Lambert.
And neither do we. So...
Thanks. Mind if I beat it out? Helps me think.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Steve. It'd make quite a story for you.
Oh, hang the story, Mozart. You're in a jam.
Sorry, but I've made a deal with the devil. That's the devil of it.
Listen, Mozart, you never made any deal for yourself.
Could you be covering up for Madge Mason?
Leave Madge out of this.
Why did you wait for the police?
Somebody had a hold of Wake.
You're lying, Mozart. Covering for someone. Who had a good reason for murdering Lippy?
If wishes could kill, the lip has died a thousand deaths.
Won't you let us help you, Mozart?
Thanks, Lorelei, but this is my symphony, and right or wrong, good or bad, it's solo with a soft pedal all the way.
To the chair, if you don't open up, Mozart.
Why not? Why not, Steve? To paraphrase, a better man than I am. The ladder to fame and glory leads but to the grave.
Steve.
Yeah, Lorelei.
You want to hear a tale of woe?
Come in, close the door.
I just come from police headquarters.
And they booked Mozart for killing Lippy Lambert.
Oh, so Fletch told you?
No, it was bound to happen since he wouldn't talk.
Has Callahan uncovered who really owned the crazy coop?
Oh, no, it's a dummy corporation in the name of Lippy Lambert and died with him.
Well, what about the customers, waiters, and entertainers?
They've all been rounded up for questioning, except that singer, Yvonne.
Meanwhile, holding poor Mozart in case nothing better shows up.
That's about the size of it. The underworld wall of silence has covered this killing like a blanket. And Yvonne may be under it.
Steve, why do you keep saying this is a gang killing? It has all the earmarks of jealousy and revenge. Maybe Ivan shot him.
It's too pat. Too much in the groove.
Then why is Mozart risking his neck? Lippy fired Ivan and promised Madge the singing spot at the Crazy Coop. So Madge had no reason to kill Lippy.
Well, perfect logic as far as it goes, Laura.
Have you puzzled it any further?
Yes, and I'm waiting for the payoff.
What payoff?
The payoff of the deal Mozart said he made with the devil.
Steve Wilson, what's going on in that Machiavellian brain of yours? What do you know I don't know?
Nothing for certain, Lorelei, because nothing in the philosophy of killers ever makes real sense to the mind of those of us who never have indulged in the gentle art of murder.
I'll digest that later. What have you got up your sleeve?
You were cheated out of a lobster dinner last night.
I'll say.
How would you like to visit a nightclub after we put the Illustrated Press to bed?
Where?
Well, that depends on the word from Eddie the Hackie.
Eddie? Why don't you put him on the payroll and be done with it?
Now, because, Lorelei, as a Hackie, he can mingle in circles where a newspaper reporter would be found dead.
Come in.
Hi, Tony. I hear you wanted to see me.
Yes, Slap. I got another job for you.
Hey, you mean drumming? Beating it out here in your club?
No, Slap. I mean the same kind of job you did at the Crazy Coop last night.
Hey, wait a minute, Tony. The cops nailed Mozart for that job. Ain't you read the papers?
Yeah. Especially the Illustrated Press. That guy Steve Wilson ain't as easy to fool as the cops.
What's Wilson got?
I got the notion... He's got the notion. A notion that burned guys like you.
What about you? You was there.
Sure, Slap. But you and Mozart's the only ones that know that.
What about Yvonne? She's in on the deal, too.
She's been taken care of, Slap.
So what? I ain't saying, and Mozart's clammed up because he don't want Madge Mason mixed up in the mess, that dope.
Yeah, but Mozart ain't such a dope. His clam up is liable to cost me plenty.
What's the shakedown?
I got the headline that hat check canary here at my club starting tonight.
Well, okay, what's your squawk? She looks like a million and warbles plenty sweet and hot.
That dame opening here tonight is liable to add up to my being the real owner of the Crazy Coop, like 2 and 2 makes 5 in our business.
So what?
So? You're going to fix it so this Mason dame can't sing for a while.
Now, wait a minute, Tony. Helping you knock off Lippy because he can't me and Yvonne is one thing.
Unwind. We knock that Mason dame off and Mozart would open up and sing us all into the chair.
Then how are we going to keep him from?
Can I help it if she should fall down the dressing room stairs just before she's due to go on for the first floor show?
Oh. Huh? I catch. Sort of an accident, huh?
Yeah. So you fix it. Or I'll have one of my boys rig up an accident for you like the one that washed up Yvonne.
What's that, Tony? You said you settled with Yvonne.
Sure. Like Mozart, she tried to make a deal. But the price was so high. It was cheaper to rub her up.
Oh, you want me to get that, Steve?
No, I'll get it. Hello, Steve Wilson.
Hey, boss. I've been watching that Madge Mason all day. And late this afternoon, I traveled to Tony's club.
Tony's club? Well, why didn't you phone me?
Because before I got a chance, she left the club.
Well, then what, Eddie?
Well, I traveled to the jailhouse where she had a very weepy visit with Mozart. And from there, she went to her apartment.
Where is she now?
Well, that's how come I call you, boss. She's back at Tony's club.
That's it, Eddie. Where are you?
At a drugstore next door. Should I wait for her to come out?
Stay there. Wait for us. We'll be right over.
Right.
Lorelei, phone Callahan to bring Mozart to Tony's club. If he wants the real killer of Lippy Lambert.
Hello, Tony.
Wilson.
Yeah, Tony. Surprised?
I'm never surprised when a newspaper guy barges into my office without knocking.
Oh, sorry. Shall I go out and come in again with the usual formalities?
Never mind. What do you want, Wilson? I'm a busy guy.
And it must be quite a job running half the clip joints in Big Town.
You say that in your lousy Illustrated Press, and I'll sue you for enough to retire.
Well, you wouldn't need much if you retired the way Lippy Lambert went out last night.
Never heard of no such guy. Go peddle your papers. I got things to do.
I can wait.
Wait for what?
For the story on why you're going to headline a girl from the Crazy Coop. Madge Mason.
Why not? She's been picking Miss Big Town, ain't she?
You've never signed an unknown since you opened up town.
It's the first time for everything. Besides, it ain't certain she's going to warble tonight.
I wonder how that double cross is going to work with Mozart.
I didn't make no... Who's Mozart? What I hear, the guy's been dead a long time.
Oh, that's an old joke, Tony. And it's on you.
I don't know what you think you got, Wilson. But whatever it is, it won't stick.
Well, let's wait and see.
Wait for what?
Callahan of Homicide is bringing Mozart up here from headquarters.
What's he doing that for?
So Mozart can see for himself what kind of a deal with the devil he made for his protege.
Yeah? Well, if you think I'm sticking around while you rig a frame, you're crazy.
Is that the gun you used on Libby Lambert?
Nobody pins no rap on Tony. I got connections, influence, plenty of stuff.
Stop pushing that button on your desk. You'll wear it out,
Shut
Tony.
Up, Wilson. I'm going to learn you to keep your nose out of my business.
You better go slow, Tony. You're getting in deeper and deeper.
Yeah, Tony, what did you buzz for? Hey, who's this guy?
Never mind. Forget what I told you to do a while ago.
How come? I don't get it. I thought...
Tony will do your thinking for you, punk.
Who is this guy, Tony? Give me the beast.
Steve Wilson of the press. The guy that's been putting the heat on our nightclub combat.
Yes, and I have a good memory. You're Slap Sladen. You used to be an ace drummer boy for the hottest band in Big Town.
I still am,
but
wise
you've
guy.
Graduated from peddling narcotics to murder.
You're a liar. Tony, what's this guy got? What does he know?
Shut up, Slap. It don't make no difference.
Yeah, but it does. I ain't taking no
rap. You're rubbing out Lippy Lambert on orders from Tony?
How's he know, Tony? You said you could keep Mozart quiet about
Shut
what
up.
He saw.
He don't know. He's guessing, but you're wising him up every time you open your mouth.
So what are we going to do? What about that Mason dame? I didn't get a chance to fix her. There's another dame with her in the dressing
room. One of my reporters.
Tony, they got something. Mozart spilled. We got to get out of here. We got to do something.
No, Slap. I got to do something.
Tony, what you pointing that heater at me for?
The cops are coming. When they get there, they're going to find you and Wilson have rubbed each other out in a fight for this gun.
No. No, Tony. I done you a favor.
Now you're going to get the usual gang reward, Slap.
No, I ain't.
Yeah, but you are, Slap.
I ain't. This heater of yours can work two ways.
Let go of that gun.
Oh, no, Tony. You're coming with me. On the same ticket. Okay, now, Wilson. Now you slug.
Not with an empty gun, Slap.
Oh, yeah? I should have saved one of them 5 shots for you, Wilson.
You should have stuck to your drums, Slap.
Steve.
Yeah, Lorelei?
Steve, I heard the shots. What happened?
Get on the phone, Lorelei. Call Callahan of Homicide, Fletch on City Desk.
Okay.
Tell them two gentlemen of the underworld have been helping us clean up Big Town and solve the riddle of Lippy Lambert's death in a blue spot.
So ended another 5-star story of Big Town. And for a follow-up, Madge Mason is wowing customers in a top-notch club. And gossip has it that she is that way about an ivory Ike named Mozart, who sometimes smiles as he gives her the beat.
And so, Mozart and Madge lived happily ever after. But not Lippy and not Tony. And that's the way it should be. Because they were both stinkers, weren't they? Thanks, Steve Wilson, for your Big Town story, Death Takes the Spot. Tonight's presentation in the Mystery Playhouse. Before we make our usual visit to the green room for a preview of our next mystery, I'd like to say a word or two about a real mystery, one that's got me baffled completely. Why is it that more servicemen and women don't take advantage of GI bonds and soldiers' deposits? Well, that's one I can't answer because you'd think people would at least be looking out for their own interests. And there's certainly no better way of doing that than by putting out $7.50 every month for a $10 bond. Because that bond, aside from helping bring V-Day closer, is going to be there waiting for the purchaser when it's all over and worth more than the original $7.50. And the same goes for soldiers' deposits. Why all the guys and gals don't sock some green stuff away for after the war beats me. You know, civilian clothes aren't enough. You've got to have money in them. Yes, it sure is a mystery to me why everybody isn't looking out for himself with GI bonds and soldiers' deposits. It sure is. Well, while we're pondering that mystery, let's look into our next one in the Mystery Playhouse.
Follow me to the green room, please. Tom?
Pinky, you know, I've heard things go on behind the scenes here in Brighton. People's own relations wouldn't know about.
Such as?
I've heard of gangs and cutting people up with razors and even murder.
If I was you, I'd forget it. Forget all about that fellow who left the card.
All right, Pinky. Anything you say.
It don't do to get mixed up in things. Take Peggy Barron, for instance. She got mixed up with a mob, see, and people came asking her questions. She lost one eye. They splashed vitriol in her face.
Oh. Vitriol? What's vitriol? What, tell me. What is it?
Here. I've got a bottle right here in my pocket.
Oh, no.
Take
no.
it easy.
Pinky, why does it make that sound?
It's potent stuff, vitriol is. It burns. Burns the flesh right off your bones, it would. A mere drop of this. Go on, smell it.
Please. Please, I wish you'd put the cork back on the bottle, Pinky.
Scared you, did I? I just wanted to warn you, that's all. Just in case anyone asks you any questions about that ticket and the man that left it at your table in the restaurant. See?
Yes, Pinky. I see.
Oh, miss.
Yes, ma'am. May I take your order?
I've got a friend coming, dearie. I'll have to wait for him, but I'll try to pick. Is the shepherd's pie good?
Looks lovely.
Nice and brown on top?
Oh, it's a picture.
What's your name, dear?
Rose.
Why, I do believe you're the lucky girl who found a 10-shilling card yesterday.
Oh, did one of the other girls tell you that?
How else would I know?
Oh, yes, of course. They've been ragging me for not spotting the man and getting the £10 prize.
What did he look like, the chap that left the ticket?
I don't remember.
Here's 2 shillings, dear. Get me a glass of port, will you?
Well, port don't cost all that much.
One of those shillings is for you. Tell me how he looked.
I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't got much of a memory for faces.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. I just fetched him a sausage roll and I never saw him again.
Oh, there's my friend now. I'm over here, Phil.
Ah. Change tables, eh?
Yes. This is Rose, Mr. Corkery. The lucky girl who found the card.
Oh, pleased to make your acquaintance, young lady.
I'll go and get your shepherd's pie now, if you like.
Yes, do please, dear.
I'll not be a moment with it.
Well, Sophie, did she talk?
Enough.
Did she give a description of the chap?
No. But then she said, I just pitched him a sausage roll.
What's so peculiar about that, if I may ask?
I was with Fred Hagel the whole morning, Phil. He couldn't no more have sat down here in his condition eating a sausage roll than Mahatma Gandhi.
And who did leave the ticket? And why?
The man who killed him. Or one of the men who killed him. And the why of it is for an alibi.
Well, supposing your hunch is right, what can we do about it?
I have my suspicions you did it, and so does that girl. I'm going to keep after her till she tells me what she knows. But I've got to move carefully, Phil.
Hmm.
If the murderer is who I think it is, that little waitress is the next victim on his list. And he won't waste much time before he shuts her up for good.
You've heard a preview performance of Brighton Rock, starring Ida Lupino and Louis Hayward. Our next attraction in the Mystery Playhouse. This is a strange tale of mystery, intrigue, and a haunting love. And Miss Lupino and Mr. Hayward give 2 of their finest performances in it. So, be in your seats at curtain time when the Mystery Playhouse presents Ida Lupino and Louis Hayward in Brighton Rock. This is Sergeant X, putting his money in GI bonds and soldier deposits and closing the doors of the Mystery Playhouse. Good night. Sleep tight.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.